This is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel Tsang. Before we begin, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been sending in their safe space recordings. This season, we're spending time in space, but we wondered where your safe space is on Earth. Where do you feel safe? What makes you happy? Who do you feel calm with? Send in your recordings to peaceout@bedtime.fm and you could hear yourself on a future episode. Today we're going to hear from Kira from Alberta, Canada.
Hi, my name is Kira and I'm from Alberta, Canada. My safe space is anywhere beneath the stars. I love laying on a patch of grass and looking up at the sky and looking at all the constellations and stars. Whenever I look at them, I'm enchanted and I feel like there's nothing wrong in the world. And I feel safe. And like I could just look at them forever. Sometimes I wish I could just fall right into the sky and just swim in the stars forever. And one day, I want to learn more about constellations. And I was wondering, do you know any good books about constellations and things like that? Thank you.
Thank you, Kira. I love looking up at the stars too. And I did find a few books about constellations and included the links in the episode description. Check them out and let me know if you end up reading them and what you think. Now let's get on board our spaceship, the Star Bouncer. If you'd like, lie down on the ground, or you can remain in a sitting position. Make sure you're comfortable by shifting your shoulders and hips down. If your tongue is touching the top of your mouth, take it off. Unclench your jaw, even leaving your mouth a little open. Unfurrow your brow. Feel your face relax. Your neck and shoulders. Loosen your arms. And now your legs. And finally, your feet. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Another deep breath in through the nose and breathe out through your mouth. Close your eyes and keep doing your deep breaths as we do the calm down countdown now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we're in space, surrounded by the darkness, sprinkled with stars. It's quiet and calm here. The Star Bouncer is swiftly and silently moving closer and closer to the planet Mars, the fourth planet from the sun. The Mars InSight lander reached Mars recently, on November 26th. The mission is to dig deep underground and measure the planet. Scientists hope that by doing so, they'll learn more about how the planets were formed millions and millions of years ago. What's the longest car or bus trip you've been on? When I was about 10 years old, my family drove from Toronto to Vancouver, that's right across Canada, which took about a week to do. The Mars InSight spacecraft took 6 months to get to Mars, a 482 million kilometer journey. Imagine taking 6 months to get somewhere. That's a long time, but planning the actual mission started even earlier than that. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory chief engineer Rob Manning said, "This is what we really hoped and imagined in our mind's eye." If you're not sitting up, do that now. Cross your legs or sit in a way that's comfortable to you. Close your eyes again. Clasp your hands together in your lap. Grow towards the sky feeling your spine straightening. Now keep your hands clasped together and breathe in as you lift them up over your head. Straighten your arms. Take another deep breath in here. And as you breathe out, reach over to one side. Go back up to the middle as you breathe in. Breathe out and reach over to the other side now. Open your heart up to the sky. Breathe in as you go back up to the middle. Breathe out and reach over to the other side again, opening your heart out and up. Breathe in as you come back to the middle. Keep doing this at your own breathing pace now. People are exploring space and discovering new things about our world and galaxy. We can explore too by trying new things. This could be new foods, new activities, doing something that might be a little scary, like starting at a new school. You can learn to do anything as long as you try and practice it. Our brains are made to learn and want to learn. You can stop now when you get back to the middle and put your hands back down. Shake out your arms and let them rest. Close your eyes again, and let's go back to our breathing now. Take a nice long breath in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and let it out through your mouth, stretching it out, 3, 2, 1. Again, in through the nose, 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth, 3, 2, 1. What's one new thing that you've been wanting to try but haven't yet? Or, if you don't have something in mind, let's decide right now together that the next time a chance comes up to try something new, it could be something small like a new food you've never tried, or something bigger like signing up for choir at school. So the next time a chance like that comes up, take it and give it a try. Let's try something different now. Move on to your hands and knees. Make sure your hands are directly under your shoulders and your knees under your hips, and that your stomach is not dipping and your back is not curved. Your back is just relaxed and neutral. You should look like a table now. We're going to stretch out our right hand straight in front of us, reaching towards the wall in front of you. And as you do that, stretch out your left leg straight behind you, out towards the opposite wall. Now bring your hand and knee back down. Try it with the opposite side now. Stretch your left arm and hand in front of you, and your right leg straight behind you. Bring them back down again. We're going to try this and time it with our breathing. As you lift your arms and legs, breathe in. As you bring them down, breathe out. Ready to try something different? We're going to do this together, so it might make that easier. Breathe in and stretch out your right arm in front and left leg to the back. Breathe out as you bring them back down. Breathe in and stretch out your left arm and right leg. Breathe out as you bring them down. Breathe in and stretch out your right arm and left leg. Breathe out as they come back down. Breathe in and stretch out your left arm and right leg. Breathe out as they come back down. Keep doing this slowly at your own breathing pace now, nice and steady. If you mix up the arms and legs or feel unsteady at any point, that's okay. Trying new things always means that mistakes will be made, and no one can do all things perfectly. Mistakes are how we learn. When we make a mistake, we can learn from it by figuring out what didn't work and start thinking of what we can do to improve the next time. So, if you make a mistake right now, that's okay. Just take a pause, readjust, and try again. Bring your arms and legs down one last time and sit back down. Give your arms and legs a shake if that feels good, and settle back into a comfortable position. Place your hands on your knees. Stretch yourself up towards the sky. Roll your shoulders back. Lift your chin a little. Close your eyes. Breathe. It's always okay to make mistakes. You know why? Because it means you're trying. Just like NASA. NASA is made up of very, very smart people who are experts at what they do. Does that mean that everything they try works out perfectly? Of course not. But they also don't give up either. They think about what went wrong, recalculate, make some adjustments, and try again. And now they've successfully landed the InSight robotic lander on Mars. We're going to do one more thing before we go. Stay seated and keep your hands on your knees. Now lean your chest forward and now start to move around in a circle. When you're leaning back, you'll round your shoulders and bring your belly button to your spine. And when you move to lean in the front, lift your chin and heart up. Keep moving your upper body around in a circle. Keep your eyes closed. When you're forward, breathe in. And once you're leaning back, breathe out. Take your time and move slowly and smoothly. Remember, breathe in as you're leaning forward and breathe out as you lean back. And keep going at your own pace. This week, remember to try. Try something new or try something again. There's no better feeling than getting something right after trying and working hard at it. Other than yoga, my favorite activity is volleyball. I was never on any sports teams when I was a kid, but now that I play volleyball every week, I wish I had, because playing a sport and practicing it over and over again is fun and it makes your game get better. It feels great to see that I'm able to do something I wasn't able to do when I first started. If you don't play on a team, you can still play sports in gym or at recess or even after school or on the weekends. Keep practicing and I bet you'll see yourself getting better over time. Let's stop rotating now. Come back to center, and you can keep your eyes closed and take a few deep breaths here. If you do try something new or work to try something again, we'd love to hear about it. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can also ask your parents if you can email us at peaceout@bedtime.fm. Before we say goodbye, I wanted to read you two quotes from Roy T. Bennett. Great things happen to those who don't stop believing, trying, learning, and being grateful. The one who falls and gets up is stronger than the one who never tried. Do not fear failure, but rather fear not trying. Thank you for listening today. And remember, don't stop believing, trying, learning, and being grateful. And I'm sure that great things will happen to you. Until next time, peace out. and peace within. Peace Out is written and narrated by me, Chanel Sang, and produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. If you like what you hear, we hope you think about making a donation at bedtime.fm/donate. Your donations keep our podcasts running, and it's how we are able to keep making Peace Out and Storytime. Thank you.